When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Life in check. Mic check. 1, 2. Can you hear me? Anjali Dub here, and you are dialed into Life in Progress, where we cut through the filters and dive deep into the realness from relationships, business, mental health, encouragement, empowerment, to self-improvement, and just being raw about all the truths of life. We are here to keep it honest and authentic. Hey everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. Thank you so much for always tuning in, sending me beautiful messages on Instagram, my Facebook, my email, and sometimes even on the contact form of my website. So I'm so grateful, and I hope whatever you're going through right now in your life, please know that it is going to be okay. And trust me when I say that, when I say it is going to be okay, it is going to be okay. Like in my case, I'm 33 and I just stopped worrying about things because I changed the lens or my perspective to, like, I've been here for the last 20 years as a teenager. In the beginning, I was a teenager. Then I became an adult slowly. Now I'm a full grown up, imperfect adult. And I always make it. So what's the point of constantly worrying about things? Nothing. We are just ruining our own happiness. So if you are someone who are, you know, in need of an encouragement like this, please, please know you're going to be okay. We are all going to be okay. And take your time, because just because one person, it takes, you know, it takes this person a day to be okay, it doesn't mean you have to follow that path as well. For some people, it takes them a month. For some people, it takes them 2 weeks. Take your time, right? So anyway, moving forward with today's topic. So as I mentioned in one of my podcast episodes, that I have a new teammate. She's very good. Her name is Shai, and she was the one who selected these episodes. And I trust her. That's why I'm going to follow her recommendation. So for today's episode, we are going to talk about how do I date nowadays. But before I start the episode, I just want to share that for the last couple of episodes, I was not able to do things on time. I'm so sorry about that, because I was traveling with my friends, and today is their last day in Madrid with me. I wanted to launch the episode on Wednesday, but unfortunately I will be able to do it on Thursday. So I'm just trying to, like, balance it out, live my life, and do all my commitments. But anyway, let's go back to how do I date nowadays. I feel like people don't really understand when someone is self-sufficient. Of course, I am not perfect. Before I start this episode, I have very high standards in everything, because that's how we select things for ourselves. Whether you like it, whether you admit yourself or not, we have standards for everything. The school where we wanted to go, especially in college, the course we wanted to take. I know it comes with opportunities, because it's a privilege to choose where you want to go to, like, for your school. And I had that privilege growing up. Like, I really had the options to choose. So we had standards. We have standards every single day for our coffee intake, food, what else? Clothes. So those are standards. So whenever people shame me for having, like, high standards, when it comes to my dating life or my friends or whatsoever. In general, when it comes to people, I have very high standards because we are talking about sharing our whole life with a stranger, let's say. Let's just focus on on romantic part. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Like, just going back, let me reintroduce myself. So I did not have a dad growing up. He died when I was 13. So I kind of had to protect myself, my mom, and my siblings as the eldest child. And I was just wired to be this very strong child and a teenager, then baby adult. I call it baby adult. Then I got into business at a really young age. Then up to now, I struggle to ask for help. I struggle to tell people that I am hurting or I'm in pain or they hurt my feelings because I have this perspective that I always need to be strong. That's why I always keep on giving chances to people because I feel like I can tolerate it. That's why I've been going to therapy. And my therapist said there is a borderline between being kind and just trying to be strong and trying to save everyone because I cannot save everyone. So going back to dating, I'm not really looking for it, if that makes sense. I love my life. I love my life. I romanticize my life. And during my 20s, I traveled so, so much. And when I was traveling, I was so selfish with my time. Of course, I had thing here and there, but nothing really serious because I did not want to commit to anyone because I was so scared that they might steal my time from me or like the peak of my life because I thought the 20s were the peak of my life. But apparently, it's my 30s, you know. And it was good, you know. And I've been having this conversation with one of my friends. If you follow me on Instagram, you guys know that I've been traveling with my two male friends, Dan and RA. Dan is married. RA is single. He's a very, 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 very successful and accomplished. He's like my second brother. We're so close that we talk to each other about our pain points. And we both agree that the more you get used to being with yourself, like the more self-sufficient you are, the harder it is. Because let's say you're successful in career, you are successful in whatsoever. It's hard, right? And I always say this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We don't necessarily have to be just one kind of woman, like career woman. There are so many types of women, right? You can be a career woman, but it doesn't mean you're unlovable. You can be a childless woman. It doesn't mean you're incomplete. You can be a woman who groomed herself to find someone who would support her financially, and that's absolutely okay. It's just, I think for women like me, I'm just going to speak for myself and the women I know who are like me. It's just a little bit more challenging because we are looking for a connection. Someone to share our lives with. We are not really looking for anyone to rescue us. And if I'm being honest, when I moved to Europe and I started to date here, I really felt appreciated for who I was. Like I tried to, well, I did not really try to go out in the Philippines, But the comments I heard from the people in the Philippines that men are intimidated by me, then I was like, I don't think so. Like, because the men that I've dated who are more successful than me, way, way, way more successful than me, they actually appreciated who I am, or they appreciate who I am. So there's this guy, he's very, very, very successful. I've known him for almost 2 years, more than 2 years. And if I give him a chance, I think we will be a very good couple. But it's just, he doesn't live in Spain. And I don't want that. I don't want a long distance relationship. So if you guys are going to ask me, I'm not looking for one. This is something I want to flow naturally.
Hi, fellow adults. We are Nika, Azel,
and Carla. Question, do you find adulting a bit challenging?
Wow, mag-a-rhyme.
Well, if yes, we're here to tell you na.
Kami rin!
Oh my God. So that's why we came up with a podcast, It's an Adult Thing, so we can navigate adult life together.
Now, we're building a tribe. We're learning from experts. We're learning from each other and from our own past mistakes and kagagahan.
Mm-hmm. So guys, catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast because
it's an adult thing!
But I go out on dates. So like if there are some things that I don't tolerate when it comes to dating is number one, like a guy who is just after you sexually. Yes, it comes like, you know, like later on, but it's not like you meet someone for 10 minutes and you just want to bang them. Does it make sense? So that's like a big no-no for me. Number two, a man who is not into health and fitness. That's a big no-no for me because I prioritize my health so much and I am such a disciplined person and I can't imagine ending up with someone who doesn't prioritize his health. So I have a long list, but my number one is someone who is financially capable. Like that one is a must for me because I believe that. Everything fades, you know, the sexual desire, sometimes even love can fade. But our bills never fade. That's why it's very, very important to date someone who is on our level or probably someone who has more than us. This is just, again, this is just me, you know, it doesn't apply to everyone. So if I'm going to describe my way of dating, yes, I go out on a lot of dates. I go out on a lot of dates, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if you are someone like me who loves to go out on dates, it doesn't mean you have to sleep with everyone. It's your personal choice. If you want to do it, please go ahead, right? It's your body, it's your life. And if that's your way of enjoying your dating life, please go ahead. So my process is I go on Bumble. Yes, I use Bumble. That's the only app that I'm using. Sometimes I use Araya. It's an exclusive app. And I think I filtered my profile very, very well that I know what I want and I don't attract shitty men. No, I always attract good quality men. It's just I want this to flow, right? What's important for me is like we need to connect on a certain level. Like if you are into health, that's a good start. You work out, that's a very, very good start. Because even we want to know someone in the beginning, we won't be able to know them because all of us, we only show the good sides in the beginning because you want to impress someone for whatsoever reason. Like you want to date them, you want to take them seriously, you're looking for a girlfriend, a wife, or you just want to sleep with them. It's a personal, you know, thing. But in my case, in the beginning, it's very important, like the talking stage. At least we need to talk for a week or two before we meet up because I don't immediately meet up with someone. Like I text you for an hour, then I'm just going to go and meet you up at your place. No. I'm very careful. Usually my first date is very boring. Like I meet this man in a coffee shop, and there's one coffee shop where I know everyone, and I ask them to go there for me, then of course the talking stage is very, very important. Probably I want to talk to them every day in the beginning, but you don't have to text me 24 hours, you know, 24/7. No, but I want to talk to you every day, you know, to just establish that connection. And if like, let's say I would travel, I always tell them like, hey, I won't be able to reply on time, so please bear with me. And during that talking stage, I already tell them like who I am, what I do, what my work is. So they won't be like surprised. They won't get surprised, you know, like when they see the other side of Anjali, who is not just like a girl who lives in Madrid, like a foreigner in Madrid. So my dating life has been fun, but I'm just going to share some more examples of men. So I matched one guy 8 months ago on Bumble, and he canceled for two times, and I never talked to him. No, I never spoke to him. I was like, I don't want this for myself. Oh my God, it's just too much drama. Then during those 8 months, he did not stop texting me. So I finally decided to meet up with him. The first date, we talked for hours and hours and hours without me looking at my phone. And when that happens, that means I'm really, really enjoying the company of someone. Then, yeah, so after that, everything became like horrible. It was a horrible experience for me. He would tell me to meet up. Then he would cancel last minute, 2 hours before. Then I gave him so many chances until I told him like, hey, I don't want this for myself. I don't want this kind of stress, and I don't need it, and I don't really, really want it. So yeah, I ended it very well. So even I wanted to meet up with him again, that's something I don't want, you know, because my requirement is you need to talk to me properly and you need to see me, you know, because in the beginning, this is the perfect time for you to establish like, am I really attracted to this person? Am I really interested in to know him, stuff like that. But if you are already acting that way in the beginning, that it's so hard to meet up with you and it takes you like a month and a half to plan the second date, I don't think I want that. That's why girls and boys, men and women, it's very important for all of us to create our, you know, list of the do's and the don'ts, the pros and cons, the things we want and we don't want. Of course, we don't just make this list for other people or for the partner or the boyfriend that we want to attract. We also need to create our own lists, like our boundaries, what we are willing to tolerate and not, we are not willing to tolerate, what we add the value that we add to someone else's life. So these are the things that are very, very important. So if you're going to ask me, how do I date nowadays? I'm also trying to figure it out. That's why this episode was something I was looking forward to recording. And yeah, there will be no specific formula for this because every person is different, right? But these are just some of my experiences that you can, you know, apply to your own dating life. And I must say, enjoy it. The process is so beautiful. Enjoy it. Don't be in a hurry. I know sometimes if you live in the Philippines, it can be very, very like, you feel pressured because everybody around you always like tell you, oh, when are you getting married? Why you don't have a boyfriend? Is there something wrong with you? And that's one thing I don't really experience and I haven't really experienced. And I don't want to experience it because I'm the kind of person I really answer back. And my sarcasm is like next level. So I think that's all for today's episode. And don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, Life in Progress PH, because we are really trying to grow our community. And don't forget to give us 5 stars here on Spotify. And don't forget to follow me on TikTok as well, Anjali Dub. So that's all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. These are the things I really don't share that much because this is part of my private life. And once in a while, I share my lessons. But yeah. And there's still one thing I wanted to say. Just because someone doesn't share their romantic life on social media, it doesn't mean they don't have one. That's all. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you in the next one. Adios. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.